So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
Freedom?
Hello everyone and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the TFR radio network from a cabin high atop a mountain ridge somewhere in Appalachia. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. Folks, and welcome to Freedom Rings. Now, we were scheduled to continue with our Off the Beaten Path series this week, but as you can tell by the special intro, this is an emergency show, and this does have to do with the elections. If you remember when I started this series, I said from time to time I would interrupt if something special happened, and this definitely constitutes something special. So here is something that I have been waiting to play for a long, long time. The Wicked Witch, Hitlery, Rotten Clinton, is dead in politics, and thank God it is far past time for this to happen. So now comes the gloating. Now, before I continue with what I actually had planned, I have a new kitten that showed up about a month ago. She meowed briefly in one show, but I told her the news. And folks, I want you to listen. Hear just how happy she is. She is ecstatic. Yes, Donald J. Trump is going to be the next president of the United States. All right, you can't get any happier than that. So now, let me continue with the gloating. This is a victory like we have not seen in a long time. Now, we have, as conservatives, as Republicans, we now have control of the White House and the entire Congress, folks. That hasn't happened, I think, since the 1940s. It's been a long time. It's been like 70 or 80 years. Now think about this. The Democrats have had control of all three, and they have ruined the country when they did. So we now have the Red House, the Red Senate, and the White House is now white again, and not only is it white, it is red as well. The president the House and the Senate are now Republican-controlled. Now, as long as they don't cave, we have the opportunity to do wonderful things. And if anyone else but Donald Trump had won, I would say that was iffy. But this man has the fortitude to get things done, to tell his critics to go rotate. And that is what this country needs, folks. That is what this country has needed for so long. And that's why this victory that we had on the 8th of November 2016 is so significant. Now, I was really considering doing an emergency show on this last week because I did have a few hours to get something put together, but I decided to wait until this week because I knew there was going to be more information coming in that would bolster this show and lend more credence to it. First and foremost, I knew there was going to be rioting. And I was not let down. Immediately, the same folks that are behind Black Lives Matter, that were behind Occupy Wall Street, that were behind the riots in Charlotte a couple months ago, they showed up in most of the same locations, folks, and continued their organized, paid protests. And that was typical. It was expected. I knew it was coming, just like I knew the outcome of this election and how it was going to go. I had been looking at the numbers and seeing how much they paralleled Ronald Reagan's numbers in 1980, how his polling numbers were subdued to make it look like his opponent, Jimmy Carter, was on top when he was not. The numbers parallel, folks. They were almost identical. And the landslide victory is almost identical. And the liberals are wringing their hands so hard the sweat is just dripping out of them from every pore. They don't know what to do. Did you see this in the news, folks? They were breaking down, crying, sobbing hysterically like little children, walking around staring at the ground, some staring out in space like zombies. Well, they were probably on drugs, but my point is, they didn't know what to do. They didn't know how to handle it. Well, now they know how we felt when Barack Insane Obama won and then won again, and we knew that this country was going down the crapper. Well, now they get to feel the same way and watch their hopes and their dreams of a communist nation go down the crapper too. This was the opportunity that we were all waiting for, folks. This is what we were saying we would never see in our lifetimes unless Donald Trump won. And folks, he won. And he won by a landslide. Now, he did not win the popular vote. But when it comes to the Electoral College, he cleaned house. And, I'm still of the opinion that the Electoral College should be abolished and it should go by the popular vote. I'm quite thankful right now that for the moment, at least, we still have the Electoral College. But maybe Mr. Trump can do something about that, as well as getting term limits run through the Congress. Wouldn't that be awesome if we could get that stuff done? And of course, Donald Trump has laid out his plan for the first 100 days. Very first thing, the top of his priority, is repealing Obamacare. And oh, you know, folks, if nothing else, that will be just the icing on the cake before we even get to see the cake. We'll get to eat the icing of watching Obamacare removed, repealed, and thrown in the trash with the simple stroke of a pen. And Donald Trump has said that is the very first thing that he will do. The very first thing after he is sworn in will be to repeal Obamacare. And that was the whole purpose in putting Barack Insane Obama into office, was to set up socialized medicine. That was his legacy. That is why Hillary Clinton was supposed to get in and continue it, because by the time she was out, we would be on a single-payer system, and it would have been impossible to repeal it. Well, now, Barack Insane Obama is standing on the rocky shores of an abandoned desert island, watching his ship go down in flames and sink to the bottom of the abyss. And folks, that is awesome. I am so pleased about this. Now, this election was kind of bittersweet because I was running for office as well, and I did not win. In fact, I got shellacked, and it really doesn't make any sense to me because last time that I ran for this office, I got way over 100,000 votes, close to 110,000 votes for that seat, folks, which is incredible. This time, I came in with only 8% of the vote, and it makes absolutely no sense at all. So either there was some kind of a massive campaign being run against me that I was not aware of, a TV show, a news spot, an article in the paper, something that I was not aware of, or the elections really are rigged. Because these numbers make no sense. There is no way that someone who has that kind of name recognition can go from over 100,000 votes to a few tens of thousands of votes. The numbers just do not add up. So this was a bittersweet victory for me, and that's another reason that I did not jump in and do the emergency show last week, because honestly, I was just kind of reeling from the fact that I did not get the office that I was really expecting I was going to get. But you know, folks, on that note, almost half of the campaign signs that I put out were ripped up and ripped out and torn out and destroyed and vandalized. And as I went by some of those locations earlier, I noticed that the signs that were out by themselves, mine were just torn up. But where there were groups of signs put out, my signs and Trump signs were the ones that were pulled out of the ground and either stolen or just left to lay there. So that goes to show you something, folks. There is a large number of the population that is absolutely terrified of politicians like Donald Trump and myself that will stand up and register a voice for everyone, and that will actually tell the establishment where to go. So while I am extremely disappointed that I did not win, I am absolutely ecstatic that Donald Trump won and that we retained both the House and the Senate. This is indeed a golden day, folks. Now, before I head into the break, I want to take this opportunity to talk about voting and people who don't vote. Folks, if you don't vote, you don't have a voice. That's why it is so important to vote. Now, for the past couple of months, we have seen this scumbag, Colin Kaepernick, or Kaepernick, or whatever his name is, this mongrel, who's obviously half black, and if you look at his profile, he's obviously half Jewish, so he's half mulatto and half Jewish. I guess that makes him a gelato. Spewing all this crap about hating cops and kneeling during the national anthem, disrespecting this country, this nation, and the people who love this country by this scumbag who hates it. Now, he's had the camera for the past couple of months. He's had all this publicity. And when he was interviewed the other day, he was asked who he voted for. And he said he didn't vote. Folks, let me tell you what, for someone to do what he's been doing and defile this nation and our national anthem and then not vote, that is the definition of hypocrisy. And folks, I'm going to play you a clip here from ESPN. This is a black guy. His name is Stephen A. Smith. And I'm letting one black guy put another one down and say exactly what's on my mind.
Stephen A., did he betray his cause?
He absolutely betrayed his cause. As far as I'm concerned, Colin Kaepernick is absolutely irrelevant. I don't want him again. I don't hear from him again. I don't want to hear a damn word about anything that he has to say about our nation, the issues that we have, racial justice, needing change, et cetera, et cetera. He comes up as a flaming hypocrite. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not interested in a damn word that he has to say. And quite frankly, I hope he goes away. He's lucky to be in the league now. He's 0-3 for this year, only completing 52 passes. He hasn't won a game. He doesn't look good at the quarterback spot. I don't care about rust. I don't care about anything else. My days of rooting for him have come to an end. And here is why. You know something? Max Kellerman, as an African American in this country, you have to be sensitive to the fact that civil rights legislation was passed in the mid-60s. Okay? When we talk about the battles that have been fought, the things that have happened to people, what they've had to endure, the fact that folks ended up dying for the right for him to have the right to vote in this great country of ours. You have the opportunity to vote. And what exactly is voting all about? Ladies and gentlemen, you know what voting is? You know what? Do you not understand that that's the reason why we're the greatest country on the planet Earth? It's not just because of our wealth. It's not just because of the resources that we have available to us. It's because we have the power to change and manipulate the course not just of our lives, but of generations to come because of the voice that we have through the vote, through change. If anybody in this country should appreciate that more, it is African Americans, because that right wasn't something that was always bestowed upon us. You're Colin Kaepernick.
And women.
And women, absolutely, because women didn't have the right to vote, you know.
Long after African American men did, and think of how racist the country was back then.
That is correct. So knowing all of this, and then having the audacity to kneel for the national anthem, talking about you won't stop until there is change that take place, or the very thing, the most poignant thing you can fathom to help facilitate that change, and you play no active role in that?
Well, there you have it, folks. I could not have said it any better myself, and I didn't need to. One black man realizing how another has disgraced this nation. Well, it's all coming out in the wash now. Got to take a short break. When I come back, I have a few more points to make, and think you'll like them.
30 years from now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
Gay Pride Days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. You know, George just absolutely loves that bumper, the Eye of the Tiger. George, being a little tiger cat himself, he just absolutely loves it. So what I want to talk to you about here are the demographics that put Trump into the White House. Who exactly made Donald Trump win? A lot of pissed off peasants made Donald Trump win, but they were not always the carrying force. Hispanics and blacks played a huge part in this election, folks, and I want you to understand this. When Donald Trump addressed blacks and said, "What do you have to lose?" he was serious because the Democratic Party has been letting down blacks for decades. They promise things and they never follow through. And Donald Trump spoke from his heart and said, "What do you have to lose?" And the intelligent ones said, "Nothing." And they voted for him. Probably the biggest demographic that the liberals were not paying attention to were the Latino and Hispanic voters. And folks, I have told you this story before on this show, but I'm going to relay it to you again. In 2007, I stood in the driveway of a friend of mine. He is Hispanic, and he listens to this show. I have actually welcomed him onto this show before as a new listener, my friend Roberto. He was born in the Dominican Republic, and he witnessed the revolution there. So, folks, this guy knows what causes revolutions. He came to this country in the early 1970s. I want to say 72, but don't quote me on that. He came here legally on a visa. He learned to speak English, and he became an American citizen, and he voted. Not only did he vote for me, he voted for Donald Trump. And he and I had a fascinating discussion in his driveway in 2007. I said, "Roberto, you came here legally." He said, "Yes." And I asked him, I said, "Does it not just infuriate you that these people are sneaking across the border and basically cheating? You did it the right way, and you became legal, and now you can vote. But these people, it must just really infuriate you." And he nodded and he agreed. And folks, let me tell you something. The illegals did not vote in this election. The Hispanics that the liberals want in this country did not vote in this election. The Hispanics that voted in this election were the ones that came here legally. They went through the channels. They have jobs, good jobs, most of them. And they don't like people cheating any more than you and I do. 51% of Hispanics do not like illegal immigrants. And that was one of the turning forces in this election. Secondly, scared folks. People who were afraid to put Trump signs in their yard or Trump bumper stickers on their car. They supported Trump, but they were afraid to say that they supported him for fear of ridicule by their friends or being labeled a racist for supporting this man. And I projected between 7 and 12% to my friends of the population felt this way, and the numbers reflected it. Now, I have heard this stunning victory referred to by some people as whitelash. Folks, this was not whitelash. Electing Barack Insane Obama was blacklash, but this was not whitelash. This was the American people, the core of the American people, standing up and fighting back. These are the people who have the same values as the people who created this country. And my friend Roberto is an excellent example of this. Yes, he's an immigrant. He came here legally, and he played by the rules, and he understands what this country stands for, and he loves this country so much that he became a citizen. He didn't sneak across the border. He didn't operate illegally. In fact, this man is a chef. He was a chef in some of the finest restaurants in the Charlotte area, and for a while he was a personal chef to one of the major racing teams in North Carolina. This man is very well respected. He played by the rules, just like our forefathers did. And that, folks, is what won this election. It's people like my friend Roberto who are the new immigrants coming into this country with the same mindset of the immigrants that created this nation. They've come from countries that are torn apart by civil war, from communist countries and dictators where they're ruled over by brutal dictators, and they want to start over. They don't want a communist nation here. And that, my friends, is what the liberals just cannot seem to get through their thick heads. So I want to leave you on this note. I want to go over the results. Now, I don't have anything that's up to date at this point, but the information that I have with the electoral votes right now, Donald Trump has 276 over 228 for Hillary Clinton. In the Senate, with 34 races, Democrats took 47, GOP took 51. In the House, 435 races, 193 of them went to Democrats, and 239 went to the GOP. There's still a few gray areas here, but folks, this shows exactly how angry this country is, how fed up they are with the current system, and they let the establishment know that it was time for a change. So on that note, I'm going to leave you with the national anthem of rebels everywhere. Twisted Sister saying, "We're not gonna take it." And folks, we proved we're not gonna take it. We're not gonna take it anymore. No more Bohica. It's time for a change. And Donald Trump is the man to make that change happen. He is the man that will make America great again. George just texted me and asked if he could add fireworks to this. Well, you know what, George? This is the second revolution. Hell yeah, add the fireworks.